Authentic Real English from the BBC.
Ah, it's great that you've come with me during our lunch break to do some shopping. I need to buy a suit to go to a wedding, and I have to look smart.
哦，你需要买一套西装去参加婚礼。我们午饭休息的时间，我能帮你参谋参谋，怎么样？大家都说我特别会买衣服。Rob, 我觉得那个橱窗里展示的那件灰色西装上衣看起来挺适合你的。
Wow, it looks very smart indeed. It'll make me look great.
Exactly. 你穿上一定非常帅。Let's go into the shop. 你一定要试上穿穿。
The color suits you, sir. I will see if I can find a smaller size so that it fits you perfectly.
You see, Rob, 售货员也认为这件衣服穿在你身上简直就没治了。不过我同意他说的，尺码如果再小一号就更合体了。Everybody will think you are a powerful man.
Wait, Helen. This suit is not for me. I'm reading this label.It costs an arm and a leg.
An arm and a leg? 这也太可怕了吧 Rob. 你说你得付出一只胳膊和一条大腿才能拿到这件衣服。Rob, 这可是二十一世纪不是中世纪啊。Not the Middle Ages. 售货员看上去也相当文明。He sounded like a nice man.
Don't worry, Helen. I will keep my limbs.In English, when we say something costs an arm and a leg, we mean that it's very expensive.
Sir, 在我们形容什么东西的价格太昂贵时，就可以说 cost an arm and a leg. 太贵了，买不起。That's a relief.
Okay, well, let's hear some examples while I go back into my old clothes.
I'd like to travel all over Europe, but the airfare might cost me an arm and a leg.
You have to pay a lot of money to give your children a good education nowadays. A place in a top university costs an arm and a leg.
So, how do you use the expression an arm and a leg?
当你想表达什么东西非常非常昂贵，你就可以说 it costs an arm and a leg.
Now, let's leave this expensive suit here and get out of the shop before the posh-sounding salesman comes back.
我们赶快走吧，要不然那个说话很高雅的售货员就要马上回来了，他肯定会瞧不起我们的。哎，我看那边那条围巾非得要我pay a nail and an elbow， 那件红色连衣裙还不得 cost a foot and a knee？ 哎呀，再看这个包包肯定要 cost an ear and a hand。
What are you talking about, Helen? We only say an arm and a leg. Quick, let's get out of here.
Okay, okay, bye.
Bye!
Authentic Real English from the BBC.